he by any skill he took him from worldly these sufferings and everything, and he purified him and sent to Vaikunth. So he says mercy. Also there is something, there is a kaal, time. In this world Krishna becomes like kaal, in the shape of kaal, and he regulates everything, manages everything like kaal. According to the period, sometimes when it is Raja Guna, then demons began to rise. It is seen that Krishna has taken the side of that. Sometimes Tama becomes so flourish. And then it seems that he is taking side of Tama. And sometimes, like in Satyayug, Satya is flourishing, and it seems that everywhere joy, jaymana, everywhere there is the two, Tam and Raja, are defeated. And Sat is victorious. Now we see that wicked persons, bad persons, taking wine and all other things, being thieves, dacoits, cheaters, they are happy. And those who are of sadhu nature, they are in some distress. We are seeing like this because it is Kali Yuga. We see in Satya Yuga opposite. So it is the nature of Sat, Raj or Tama. Krishna being Kal himself, he controls all these things. Sometimes in world we see that my friend, bosom friend, he became my enemy. And the enemy becomes so bosom friend. Why? This is ka. Sometimes we know that this fact is wrong, I should not do. But he does that. And he cannot take the side of Satya. So all depends on cause. By an instance you can see, I am here, all are so inspiring in all way, in bhakti, and when I will go you will feel some pressure. And you will engage in your worldly routine. Why you are now so enthusiastic? Why? Oh, this is kaal. In day we work so much and in night we sleep. Why? Due to kaal. So in this world kaal is prominent. So Krishna has nothing to do, this side, taking side, he is always equal to all, but Kaal does everything. So we should not say that he is my enemy, he is my friend. Always you should see that he is my friend. Hiranyakashipu was not enemy of time, made it How? He became Jabez to fulfill the desire of
his master.
His master, Narayan. And he came. And a situation came that all was done. So if anyone abusing you, he's criticizing you, you should be tolerate. Don't. It is to due to time. He's not fault there. But what I have done in past, as a reward it is coming. So don't be disturbed. Don't think him in this. Like there is a story that there is a very good mother, but she was a widow. And he has lost everything when her husband passed away. But he was a very, very beautiful
boy,
son. When he became of 5 or 6, he used to walk. In the morning, one day, he went to collect some flowers. And when he was collecting flowers in a bush, a very poisonous serpent came, snake came, and bite. At once he was dead. A hunter was coming by the way.
He saw. And he caught hold of that snake and put it in a container. And he took that boy here who was dead. And he went to her mother. And he kept. Mother saw that my son is dead. And he was broken. Glad he began to weep. When some little jati rote rote shant ho gayi, not peaceful.
Come down.
Then that hunter told, this snake, I saw that without any reason this snake has bite your son. So order me. I will cut
this snake in pieces and then I will burn it. He told repeatedly. At last, her mother told, why you are doing so? Don't do. By doing so, by cutting the serpent snake, will my son come? No, he will not come. Then why you are doing these things? Then he told that this serpent, if you are not killing, that serpent again will bite anyone without reason, because he is so wicked, nonsense. He will do like, so we should kill. Don't kill, because my son will not come. But he was repeatedly telling that I should cut. And he began to take the snake and to cut. Then snake told, why you are killing me? But you have bitten this boy. He told, I have not done. Who has told? Carl has told me to bite and I only followed his order. Oh. This argument is not good, because if anyone tells anyone that, oh, murder this person, kill this person, then both are culprit, both should be punished. So why you followed his order? So that person, Carl, and you both are guilty. In the same time, Carl came also. Oh, why you are
blaming me,
I am innocent, and the serpent is also innocent. The hunter told, why? He bite that boy, innocent boy, and you have told that you should bite. Why it is so? you are not saying. In past life, he has done this thing. And now the result is coming. I am called. What is called? What he has done past. So I have become. His activities has become called. So what he has done, now he will have to taste. So I am not guilty, and in sarp is, snake is also not guilty. I am telling this, Karl went away. And he left that serpent. Anyone is not enemy of anyone. Karl, that has come from our past activities. Now he is abasing you. He is your enemy. Not himself, Krishna, that time and that person. For this he began to tell this story. Hiranyakashipu is telling for Hiranyaksha. When he was killed, then he was satisfying her whole family by this story. She told also something, that there was a hunter. He wanted to take so many birds and to eat. One day, some birds, husband and wife, pigeon, went to forest to take something. They were sitting on the branches of any tree, and they saw some rice there. The wife told that, "Oh dear beloved, we should go and take these rices. We will take it for our children. Oh, very good rice." He told that there is some conspiracy. We should not go. He warned again and again. But she did not obey his husband. And she flew and went there and began to collect.
Collect the grain.
In the meantime, hunter was hiding himself behind a tree, and he took and he came in trap. Now she was bitterly weeping. She cannot fly. She was in the clap of that hunter. In the meantime, the husband was on the tree. He began to weep bitterly. And he came to his wife by the side of that trap and began to weep and lament that, "I cannot support my children. You can. So why I am not dying and you are dying? For long time we are coming in with so love and affection each other. Now you are dying. How I'll return to my home? And what I will tell to my children?" And he was also weeping bitterly. He was not seeing that call. The hunter was there. Hunter became there, pleased and laughing so much that he has also come in my trap. And he took his bow and arrow and shot it. At once his arrow went through his heart and crossed, and he fell flat. It was too much blooding, and he died off. Clapping his hands, he came that, "I'm successful." And he took the wife. He was alive. And seeing that his husband has been murdered. And he together took them here and he went away. So here Sukadeva Goswami is telling, so Hiranyakasapu is telling there, and the boy, that is Yama, is telling that you are saying, and you are so worried for your husband, he has passed away, your children have passed away, all are passing away, you are so worried for them and weeping so bitterly, but you are not saying that my death is here, sword is always hanging here. When I will die, we are not thinking. Only weeping, weeping, in the meantime, call comes and shoots. Be careful for this. Hiranyakasipu is telling this story to his wife and the wife of Hiranyaksha, the sons of, but he has no belief on this. And that is why he is demon. Demons quote all shastras, but they don't apply. These are demons. The persons who are telling others, teaching others, oh, chant one lakh Harinam. Cut your attraction, but attachment towards world. Don't have any worldly desire, but doing themselves what they are, like them. Please should try to follow all these things, and then you should teach others. A person entangled in worldly desires, and if he teaches that, oh, you should be renowned, give up all attachment with world, don't require anything, worldly thing. But he as well, he himself is thinking and always testing all these things, material this, all these things. He is not qualified to instruct others. He should first apply all these things, he should be established in them, and then he should be. They will read it in morning class. Swamiji has written, explained of the Srila Rupa Goswami's slok. It will come. So, first you should be engaged in the service of, in spontaneous service of Krishna. And then we should tell like this. Otherwise, it will not work. So we should do like this. Then he narrated a story of Prahlad Maharaj, that Hiranyakasipu, who was instructing to all, he has four children, four or how much? Sons? Any among Prahlad Maharaj was
four
younger, and he was sent to school. One day, when he came returned from school, his mother decorated him and gave in the laps of his father. Father said, "Very beautiful son, very beautiful," and he is so intelligent. He began to do like and he asked, "My dear son, you have returned from school. Can you say that the teachings of your teachers, what you heard, what you felt more good for?"
The most important.
Who was the best instruction?
Best instruction. Can you tell anything? The boy told natural way. He told that. What is love?
Tat
sadhu manne asur vajya dehina. Sadasa magnit dhinyan asadagrahat sitvatmapatam grihamandakupam vanam kato jadhari mahasaraya. Boldly he told. What he told? Tat sadhu manne. I am thinking that this is truth, eternal truth, that we should serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Getting all these worldly things. World is like a coop. Coop means well. Very dangerous well. We are drowning in this well. So the intelligent persons, some trees of branches of trees were covering this well. It is called blind well. So he at once took the two branches of that peepal tree branches and he wanted to jump in the well. When he was going there, he saw that very dangerous snakes were there, hopping, hissing, like that. He will come and like this. So upside there is tiger, like a call, like death.
Death.
And if he goes inside the well, snakes will bite and he will die. He was hanging in the middle, like this, having two branches of that peepal tree. Peepal tree, you know, perhaps. But at once, two rats came from the any hole, and they began to cut the two branches. One was black and one was white. If he is not going down, he will have he is bound to go down, because very soon they will cut two branches. Since I'm thinking I should go out, there is dangerous thing. If I am going down, there is death. And if I am here having this, in a moment they will cut down and go to hell. Such to do. In the meantime he saw that there were some bees of honey. There was a beach. Hive. And some drops of honey, very like golden, and very tasteful like amrita, nectar. 1, 2, 3 drops later. He at once greed, and he took, opened his mouth and one drop came. Oh, how sweet, how sweet. So he was doing, and if the bees were disturbed, lots and lots of bees will come, and at once
they will bite here and there, he will die.
So everywhere, up, down, side, here, there, only bees. But he is not seeing. This is our condition.
What is well? This world is well.
What is the tiger? Time dead. Inside, serpents are dead. That is, day to day we will have to die. But we are not seeing. And we are taking the two branches of this tree. What is this tree? Our IU, our age is that two things. What is that? Our past bad karmas activities and pious activities. That is why it is called prarabdha. having taken the shelter of Prarabdha, we are now living. When it will end, we will have to go down. Where to go? No certainty. Unknown place. The two branches are or bad activities and pious activities, which we are testing now. One day it will end. Then we will be old and we will bound to give up this body. What are rights? What are rights? Day and night. Black right is? Night and day.
White.
The two rights are cutting our age. Our age was of 100 years. But day and night gradually going. We have come to 95. And our age is now 5 years. We are proud of this, that I am so old of 95. But he is not saying, this blind person, that I have lost my
95 years
and only 5 years are remaining. So we are not, we are proud when anyone tells that, what is yours? Oh, very false ego, I tell that. Oh, I have become of 76. What is yours? Oh, if he tells that 60, then I think inferior he is to me. And if he tells that I am of 95, oh, then I subside. Oh, he is more superior than me. But we are not anyone realizing that our age has going lost, and when we will do die. Only one thing can say, what say? Give him cup. Or all intelligence and everything, without any cause, take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. If you are taking shelter, then everything is okay. It may be that it will come rain at once, some heavy old shower of hell will come, and the tiger will go away, and it will go inside well, and the snake will be killed by that, and bees will may fly anywhere, and he will safely come out of well, and he will go to his destination. But it will be due only by taking shelter of Krishna. Sarvadharmana parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyam. Prahlad Maharaj told, he became angry. Who is Hari? I have given your birth. I am your father. You are not saying that I am giving milk to you. Your mother gives milk to you, and we are supporting, you are giving in school. Now you have become so intelligent, more than me, and you are giving instruction to me. He took the boy. He called his teacher. Why you do? You have teaches this boy. Teach this boy. In this way, Hari has killed my brother, and he is taking the side of Hari. Why you are doing? Then again he sent to school. Who were the teachers? Sunda and Namarka. What is Sunda? Wild bull. Bull, you know? Bull. He has taken very much grass. Green grass. Now he could not digest, and cow dung like water is coming in force, loose motion. Anyone cannot use that cow dung. And he going sometimes in this field, in that field, and sometimes following cows, sometimes beaten by anyone. So these are bulls who don't do bhajan of Krishna. And amarka, like blind person, being always in darkness. The son amarka like this, no connection with Krishna. Again he was sent in this school. And after some days, some months, again Prahlad Maharaj came and he was asking something. What was that slok, you know? Explain that slok. He is telling Kriyet Bhagavati Adhatanna Manne Adhitmuk Iti Punsarpita. Punsa means all persons. They should offer themselves unconditionally, surrender in the lotus feet of Godhead. And in the last he is telling that Atmanivedam, same meaning. So the hidden meaning is that there are two Krishna, two Bhagavan. First is Gurudev Bhagavan and second is Krishna Bhagavan. Gurudev is Ashraya Bhagavan. Ashraya means? Servant Bhagavan. So first we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru? Both. Don't think that they are two. They are one. As a whole, Akhanda Tattva is Gurudev. So we should offer ourselves unconditionally in the lotus of our Gurudev, and then hear, then do kirtan and everything. Then Atmanivedan will be done successfully. Otherwise we cannot do Atmanivedan in the lotus feet of Krishna. So if it is done first, offering in the lotus feet of our Gurudev, then it will be bhakti, otherwise not bhakti. So we should always be in this mood. And hearing this Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu became so furious. And he ordered all his demons that kill him at once. He is like an axe in our dynasty. He has taken side of Vishnu, who killed my brother. So he is telling like that. If there is any anything here, we should, and if it is dangerous for our life, we should cut this by operation. So he is son, but he is against me. So he should be killed. He is and I become to try to kill him by sword, by clubs, by all means. But he was not just that. He was quite sound. Did these elephants were brought there to crush, but any elephant could not come nearer. If they are coming nearer, some electricity is passing, and they are becoming mad and running. He did poison, he did what he could do, but he was not successful. Then he threw that oath. This boy can even attack me and I will be dead. And he was so much worried that how this boy can be murdered. He told his
one sister. She was so expert in yoga that fire cannot do anything to her. He told her that take this boy in your lap and enter in a very big fire. But it became opposite. She was burned and Prahlad was saved. Always Krishna helping her. He was thrown in the sea, endless sea, but Krishna came and saved him. Thus he was not killed, then he was given over. Then Sandamar told him that return this boy to school, I will take him, and my father will come to Prasad, then he will do anything. And we will try to change his mood. My father must change his mood. Then he took away. In the meantime, one day, the teachers were out of school, and Prahlad was there, and all the boys, they wanted to play, but Prahlad Maharaj told that, today we will not play. I want to tell something to you. And what he told to the boys, or Sajjan Maharaj can explain? You understood? What Prahlad Maharaj told to the boys when his Sandamars were out of class? You remember? Not full. Who is remembering in full? What is it? You don't remember all these things? You should read this pencil. You also know? I want that today, tonight you should read all the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj to the boys. And next day I will hear. The boys asked to Prahlad Maharaj, why you should begin bhajan from very childhood? You have sufficient time in your life. When you will become old, then you will do bhajan, and there will be no work at all. He told that it is not certainty that when we will die, you may die tomorrow, and young age will not come, it may be. And it is very easy to solve all these things in boyhood. If anyone is not doing bhajan in boyhood, then when young is come, will come, or old age come, then he cannot do bhajan. He will be interested in other things, worldly things, like a bamboo. When it is green, it can be molded very easily. But if it is dry, you cannot mold it. It will break down in the middle, but never it will come. So in one week, the heart remains pure, and you can love anything. But after that, after 60 or 50, it is very hard to do anything new. So you should do bhajan from beginning. Then the brother told that if you are not learning something in boyhood, in school and colleges, and become so expert in any business or doctrine or in tutoring, and so many businesses, then how you can we can collect money, not money? And if there is no money, then how we can enjoy of this world? So we should learn now something and be expert. So they don't think like this. We see in this world that according to our past activities, bad and good, everything coming on easily. We don't do anything for suffering. The suffering comes. And we are bound to taste it. We don't want old age, but old age comes. We don't want any problem, but so many big problems come. So if you have done good activities, past activities, happiness will come. Money will come. Praise will come. Everything will come easily. So don't be engaged in these things. So next is what? Natat prayasu kartabya jata ayubha. Don't do anything for these things to be happy. It becomes from your past activities, bad and good, and you are bound to test it. So in this human body, you should try to self-test Godhead. Samanam Kirtan Vishnu Smani, all from childhood. Because the age of human body generally is 100 years. In 100 years, half of the 100 years, that is 50 years, we lost in sleeping in night, half day, half night. So it goes away. Now remains 50 and 50. 20 years or 25 years goes in learning and being a spouse to collect money, to make money, and to so many things. And this also went. And the age from 80 to 100, very old age, we cannot move, we cannot think. You cannot utilize anything. You cannot sit like this. Always. Well, you cannot do. So 20 years this, 20 years that, last. First 20 and last 20. 30 years also then. Then 50 plus 30, one day, now 10 years. In 10 years, we'll have to marry. Before this, we'll have to make so much money, whole day and night, making money. We'll have to marry, but we'll have to see that whether you have good place or not, so good houses. And so many things will come. If children are coming, we'll have to support always them. So in just always in 10 years, how should we go away? Like a person who was like a Buddha. He used to take alms from door to door. One day he was collecting something from the houses of Grihastha. It became midday, very hot day, like India. But they were so hot. He went to a person, Pot Maker. And he had made so many clay pots, and he had kept it severely. One after one. So many. One pot. And he took some pot. And he took a sleep. Not sleep, he was thinking. But today, I'm going to collect some gold. But some are insulting me here and there. Oh, I will not get it. Go away from here. But I will collect some. And then I will take some gold to shopkeeper. I will sell it. And then some money will come. And then next day, I will collect some money. And I will invest it in any business. And then some money will come. And then I will invest. And you are sleeping and thinking. Then I will be very rich. And then I will marry a very beautiful lady. And some strong children will come. And then I will be a big rich person, having all these things, power, and eat. Anyone come to me, to get something. I will have this danda and I will ask my son. I will give a water danda on his head. Now they are insulting me and then I will learn such love. And he took his danda. Danda, you know? And he did like so. So one part broken. And after that, I'll hold. Pass in that room and that vanished. The person came, Peter came, very busy, he took a stick and gave it to me. Very busy. So, in 10 years, I have to do so much things. And 10 years will go like this. In a moment, then the heaven, so he can do it. Pain and connect. Maybe newly married house. But I cannot without his newly married husband. It was a family to after very little sons, very beautiful. Always taking them, having, oh, I'm so fortunate to have a nephew or daughters, her sons, brothers, sons, and making so much. Thank you.